The Burren Smokehouse, right. I'm arriving at the Burren Smokehouse. In fact, it's not just me arriving here, but the first thing I see outside the Burren Smokehouse is all these awards. The Bridgestone Guide, Best in Ireland 2010, 2008, 2009, 2007, 2011, 2012, 2006, and all the way back to, when was their first one? It looks like they got the very first award in 1996, recommended by John and Sally McKenna's Bridgestone Guides. Now, for those of you who don't know the Bridgestone Guide Award, it is actually highly prestigious. It really does. I mean, it's also a member of the BIM Seafood Circle. I'll pass on the significance of that, a seafood specialist member, 2012, but I do know the Bridgestone Guide. It influences consumer behavior. People go to places like that. The first thing you get hit by when you open the door or go in the door is the ladies. Yes, right in front of you is the ladies. And I go inside here, and this is the sound of the place. Now, I see Burren Information Point, Pointe Eolaithe, no, Burren now, forgive my Irish. And the first thing I see is critics eat your words, our food is best in world. Bridgestone author says revolution in Ireland has transformed our cuisine. And underneath that is home-cured Burren Smokehouse owner, Birgitta Hedin Curtin. Right, and then there is Nevin Maguire, who runs McNean's Bistro. And that's a newspaper clipping from a newspaper. I'm not sure what year that was, actually, to be truthful. I can't see. Then I've got another newspaper heading saying Burren Smokehouse recognised by prestigious food guide. I think that's all about the Bridgestone Guide. Then I've got it winning an international award. Pather Riley, Master Smoker. Oh, right, so Pather Riley, I've never heard of him before. He's the Master Smoker at the Burren Smokehouse. He won a gold award in this year. I don't know what year this is, 2003. Great Taste Awards. Now, this business is not a new business, folks. This has been around for a long time. Birgitta's husband is called Peter, and they founded the business. In fact, they opened it, first of all, in 1989. To be truthful, I'm learning today more about this business than I, by a million miles. I see Good Food Ireland here, who are associated with this. This is a real Good Food Ireland place. I've got a piece of advertising here on the wall in 2007. I've got fish still best source of omega-3, says scientists, so I got all that. And actually it says that due to European health and safety regulations, we're no longer permitted to give tours of the actual smokehouse. We have, however, a six-minute video. Oh, damn it, I wanted to see the smokehouse. Filmed in the smokehouse, available in English, French, German and Italian. Free, right, fair enough. Wouldn't expect to be charged for a video tour, but never mind. Up here is an advertisement for the Doolin Cave. And there's the Doolin Food and Craft Fair every Sunday. So as I enter this place, I get a feeling that, you know, oh, here, look at this, North Clare Sea Kayaking Tour Company. So various local businesses have got their stuff on the walls here. You have wonderful tiling. They also sell blackcurrant, ginger, gooseberry. They sell wine, wine of the Glen, Irish country wines. There's a book here called The Outlandish World of the Burren. Now, to those of you who don't know the Burren, it's a limestone infested, I nearly said, part of Ireland. Oh, and I've just been handed something that I think, well, I'll tell you this, it's Dean and DeLuca. D-E-A-N and DeLuca. This is the 2011 Gifting Guide. And in the Gifting Guide, looks a little bit like the Christmas Gifting Guide in that year. Doesn't exactly say what year. All sorts of wonderful things are in here, very fancy. I see they sell Americana cookies. They sell sweet and savoury tote. Various other things. Hampton's Brunch Basket. I think they're fairly exclusive. In fact, I understand that this to be the number one food emporium in New York. But in here, I get to, in the centre page, ideal place to be, I've got French cheese plate, but in the middle I've got the Doolin Fisherman Platter. And I'll quote you from this brochure or a catalogue. A fabulous hostess gift or party crowd pleaser or Doolin Fisherman Platter contains traditional Burren hot and cold oak smoked salmon, fished in the cold, clear waters of the Atlantic Ocean, and Burren oak smoked rainbow trout and mackerel from the famed lakes of Tipperary. That's got to be Lough Derg, surely. And Kilkenny. I didn't know there were any lakes in Kilkenny. Forgive me, Kilkenny people. Shipped frozen from Ireland. You can get all that. Wow. And then you got other things like salami and stuff. But this is quite a prestigious thing. I'd love to have this for when I go to New York. Okay, I got postcards from the New York. Now, I'm actually now going to look. I finally dragged myself away from the wall to see that they sell. They sell cheese, right? I mean, this is a salmon place, but I want to tell you what else they sell. They sell sheep's cheese from Cratlow Hills. I declare an interest. My wife's aunt owns that business. Birgitta.
Yes.
Cratlow Hills. Owned by my wife's aunt.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's Sean.
Sean Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Anyway, here I'm looking at the organic Burren smokehouse smoked salmon. I'm looking at smoked mackerel. I'm looking at smoked trout. I'm looking at honey lemon pepper. I've got salmon that has been flavored with honey lemon and pepper. I've got salmon that has been cold smoked organic with whiskey. I don't know how you could have salmon with whiskey, but anyway, whiskey, honey, and fennel. Very powerful flavors. I wonder if they kill the salmon. That's another point. We'll have to see. Going to have a live tasting here in a few minutes. I got a whole lot of, this is what I'm looking for. Oak smoked, pure, unadulterated, smoked Irish salmon. None of this fancy stuff. Premium Burren smokehouse stuff here. Oak smoked. Oh, I mean, I grew up eating smoked salmon, I have to admit. By the way, they also sell chocolate lollipops, right? They sell chocolate lollipops, and they also sell best in Ireland Áine chocolate. Now, this is seriously interesting stuff. You know, those of you listening to this are more likely to be into chocolate than smoked salmon. This is a hot chocolate drink, swirl stick. Wow, handmade Áine. Anyway, look, a place like this also sells, what else does it sell? It sells Carrageen Irish Moss. This is a real food emporium. You know, you don't have to be into smoked salmon to come to this place. They've got cider vinegar. They've got Atlantic sea salt and Irish cider vinegar crisps. Okay, they've got caramel waffles. And they even have fudge from Butler's. Fudge from Butler's. I know a good friend of mine who's working with a fudge maker somewhere else. They've got rapeseed oil with garlic. And now we get down to the really interesting stuff. They have got Clare Jam Company Connemara Whiskey Marmalade. By the way, the Connemara Whiskey is spelt with an E, right? Not Scottish without the E. I've got apple jelly, orange marmalade with poutine. Hey, Tanya, have you seen this?
Yes, poutine is now legal.
Orange marmalade with poutine. Do you know about poutine?
I've never heard of
it. Are we meant to go somewhere?
We're doing our tasting now.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm just too enthusiastic. What's that? You can read German and try and read that.
Putin, yeah?
Okay. What language is that? German?
It's German, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I can pronounce it then. That's Kamillen Lüten.
Lüten.
Okay. They've also got honey puff. Okay. They got peppermint tea as well. Folks, they've got lapsusong. Okay. I've got to pay attention here. Okay, we're coming over for the tasting. I'm going to do a separate audio boo based on the tasting.